What is your bullshit story that you've been telling yourself fucking all your life? There's some story that you have.
A lot of the times we just discount ourselves because of our past, our story, maybe our unhealthy relationship that we're in, maybe just people that are around us that don't believe in us. So we don't realize how much wisdom, how much knowledge, we don't realize the products that we can create from our own life experience. And this is the knowledge industry. You've got dreams to follow. You've got a purpose to fulfill. You were not born by accident. You were not born just to survive. You were born to thrive.
So our decisions are affected by the way that we feel and by the way that our brain has been programmed. So that's why it's really important to understand that you have the power to reprogram your mind. You have the power to step into your greatness. You have the power to understand that your past does not define you. If you're that person that has a story to tell and you got something that you've overcome, you can actually help people with. What's your bullshit story? Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Every day we're growing. Every day we're taking action. Every day we're becoming a better version of ourselves, if you choose to see it that way. But this is the podcast that inspires you, that empowers you to live your freaking dreams, to step into your power, to unlock your greatness. Most importantly, to overcome your fears and doubts and everything from the past that we've been through that's really screwed us up in some sense and made us feel like we're not worthy, we're not good enough. And whatever is holding us back so that, you know, you can actually live your life that you were born to live so that it's actually the reality that you wanted to create. So it's a blessing to be alive. I'm super excited to be here with you and I'm looking forward to spending some quality time with you. I'm live on Instagram. Welcome everybody from Instagram. What's up, guys? Facebook, how you doing? TikTok is in the house as well. It's a blessing to be alive. I'm super excited to just spend some time with you on YouTube and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in from. I hope that you are inspired by this podcast episode. And if you choose to maybe share this with someone, you'll probably change someone's life. Because, you know, I think one of the best gifts that we can give people is inspiration, is something positive. There's so much negativity out there. There's so much crap out there that's not really helping us to be the best versions of ourselves. And I think one of the biggest problems that we have is that we're not aware of how much our brain is how much it actually absorbs of the stuff that we watch and how it actually impacts and affects the way that we feel and how we show up in the world. A lot of the times we may not be where we want to be, or we may just not feel good within ourselves, and we're not aware that because of what we're watching or who we're talking to, that's having an impact on our energy, on our physical body, and the way that we think. So in the decisions that we choose to make every single day, it's actually also what we're doing is we're fighting with the fear, we're fighting with the doubt, we're fighting with whatever it is that's programmed us to be the way that we are. And that's why, like, it's just like, hey, I know we're not perfect, okay? I'm not perfect, but I try my best, okay? And, you know, we are living in a virtual world at the moment. Like, I mean, we're all connected with internet, technology, all that kind of stuff. And so we have to be a little bit more vigilant within ourselves. We have to be a little bit more conscious of, like, what it is that I'm engaging with. Who am I talking to? What am I consuming? What am I absorbing? What's programming me? Is it something of value or is it something that's actually taking me down? So our decisions are affected by the way that we feel and by the way that our brain has been programmed. So, you know, that's why it's really important to understand that you have the power to reprogram your mind. You have the power to step into your greatness. You have the power to understand that your past does not define you, and you can change yourself from being a victim to saying, you know what, I'm going to be the gladiator. I'm going to be the survivor. I'm going to be the one that actually takes my power back. And I'm not going to live in that victim mindset of like, well, I'm not where I want to be because of that. Well, I'm not where I should be because that happened to me. You know, and this is where everything changes in your life, because you start changing the way you think. And that's what Dr. Wayne Dyer says. He says, change the way you think, the way you think will change. But we don't change. A lot of us don't change it. We say the same shit. We live in the stories. I was actually coaching today on my 20-week self-healing transformative program. And I was talking about
you know, the habits. What are the things that you need to do, right? What are the story? What's the story? Actually, let me pull up this resource that I actually shared with all of my clients today on our coaching session. I'm going to pull it up because I actually want to look at it with you guys, because I just want to quickly go through it with you because it's freaking powerful. And so many of us are just living in la-la land, fucking not realizing we're just replaying stories from the past, and we're not really realizing the stories that are holding us back, you know? So let me just share something that I shared in our coaching session today. It's called the Power Play Coaching Exercise. So basically, one of the questions was future identity activation. Let's go down to this question. What's the story you keep telling yourself that no longer serves you? And I answered this for, you know, as my clients were doing this worksheet together. And because I never went to university, so I'm not smart enough to be successful. That's a story. What's the story? What's your story? What's your bullshit story? And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to send me a message on Instagram or Facebook, whichever one you're on. Send me a personal message and go, Luke, thank you for doing your podcast episode. I've just realized what my bullshit story has been. It's been holding me back. Okay, so let me keep going. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to share some more fucking bullshit stories that I was telling myself for so many years as to why I wasn't living my best life, why I couldn't do and be successful, why I couldn't change, right? The next story is because of the lack of self-confidence and I don't know what I'm good at. And I didn't know that confidence was something that you can grow. You can develop that. That's what I teach in my coaching program. You don't have confidence. You message me and you say, Luke, I need to build confidence. I didn't know you could build it. Because that was me. I would also say the same thing. I would, you know, people would be like, oh, Luke, you'd be amazing supervisor or manager. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't want to get involved. I don't like that. I wouldn't be good at it. But all I was saying was, I don't have self-confidence. I didn't know confidence was something that you could build, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that? Do you understand that whatever you have a problem with right now is something that you can fix if you want to fix it, if you want it bad enough? But that's fucking the problem with most of us. We don't want it bad enough. It's like, it hurts a little bit. I'm bothered. I'll keep complaining for fucking 5 years. And then when it comes to doing something about it, you're still fucking scared and you still won't take action, right? So keep complaining. And this is the vicious cycle. It's almost like we're unconsciously complaining. It's just part of who we are. My behavioral pattern every day is to go to that neighbor and talk shit about how my life is fucked for the last 5 years or 10 years, but I don't come up with a solution. I don't become aware of the story that I keep telling myself as to why I can't change my life. So unconsciously in a vicious cycle, you know, I like to call it unconscious, toxic, destructive, habitual habits. And many of us, we live like that. So we live in this cycle, being in our own way, talking shit, and not making progress. So once you break through this, ladies and gentlemen, that's where everything changes. Once you break through, once you say yes, once you decide that it's done, man, this is where everything changes. There's another story, let me tell you. I can't start my own business because other people are better than me. I can't start my own business because I don't know how to. I can't start my own business because I've never had a business before and I don't think I'd be good at it. Can you hear how fucking stupid that is? And I know for some of you guys, yeah, that's what I say. I'm like, of course. How are you supposed to be good at something you've never done? Like, you got to give yourself a chance. Knock, knock, kurva. You know, you got to give yourself permission to go, fuck, I don't know, but I can learn. I'm not supposed to understand it all. I'm not supposed to figure it all out. But guess what? If someone's doing it, I can learn from them. Wow. That's amazing. I can learn. You're watching this on a fucking app or a smartphone or a bloody YouTube or a TV, some fucking technological advancement, fucking evolution of the internet and shit, people using fucking these gadgets. From where? We never had this shit 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You never knew how to use this crap. All of a sudden, you're holding it. You're looking at it. Oh, mom, hey, mom, I'm in fucking Poland and I'm talking to my mom on a phone, on a this this thing that has a screen. I can see my mum. She's in a bedroom in Australia. I'm talking to my parents on something once I never knew how to use. So whoever's listening to this right now and is resonating, because there's some of you that are listening going, fuck, man, he's talking to me. Everything he's saying is me, right? You cancel yourself out automatically when you continue to listen to the past and you continue to listen to the stories, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back. Come back to the stories. What is your bullshit story? This, whether you're listening live right now or whether you're listening to this on a replay on YouTube, Instagram, fucking Spotify, Apple, Rumble, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, wherever you're listening to this, get on Instagram or Facebook, whichever platform you use more. You send me a message and you go, Luke, I just figured out that I've been bullshitting myself with this freaking story for years. And because of this podcast episode, I realized that I've been telling myself this story, which is a load of shit. And I'm going to take action to overcome it. And I'm going to face it or learn instead of telling myself I can't. Because that's what I used to say. I can't have a business. I've never had one before. Well, fucking start one. You'll learn. If you don't start the journey, guys, man, you ain't learning shit. You just stay the same. The next story. You ready for the next story? I'm worse off than others because my parents left me when I was 21. So I would compare myself to my friends because all my friends growing up in my early 20s, even my teenage years, they all had a house to live in with their parents. In 2004, my dad bought me a ticket to go to Poland. And I came to Poland for the first time. This is when my parents were born. So I came to Poland. I was here for a month and a half, scared shitless. Like, I didn't have a great time. I was just fucking told, take your chains off. Don't walk around the street with fucking gold because you'll get robbed. Like, that's how Poland was in 2004. My cousins were saying, don't go outside. I was fucking scared. I couldn't speak the language that well, but I could speak a little bit. But I wasn't going around adventurous and going and fucking Łazienki and all these places. Like, not, you know, going to the old town and that. I wouldn't go anywhere. It wasn't until my sister came, Dorothy. She came from Australia. She came to see me at my cousin's place. And she's like, what are you doing? Let's go. Get on the bus. Let's go to the city. Let's go see this. Let's go see that. I was fucking scared. So I'm lucky she came with me because then we actually got to travel a little bit, see the freaking country, because that's the introverted part of Luke Mindpower. That's Luke. I'm not really a tourist, really, to be honest. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, you know, it'll be other people going, come on, let's go see this. Let's go see that. I couldn't. I don't know. It's just me. Do I have to change? Do I have to go, oh my God, did you see that? Oh, you got to go to this place. It's amazing. Oh, you got to go up there. You got to go up there. I couldn't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't know what that is about me. Anyone else? Like, is anyone else similar to me? I mean, I don't know. It's okay if you're not, but I'm just wondering, like, I'm not like this fascinated. Oh my God. Like, I have to go to Rome and see the Vatican. I'm sure it's a beautiful place, but do I care? Like, we have to go there. No, like, you know, like, I don't know. That's just me. But the purpose of what I'm trying to share with you is when I came back to Australia, at the time, my parents were building a house. You know, my dad sold this house that he was living in Lakemba in Australia, in Sydney. And he sold the house and then we're renting a house from the church in Belfield in Australia. And that we're paying rent to the priest. We're living in the house right next to the church. And then this was 2004, but my dad sold the house probably 1997 or 8. So he paid the mortgage at the bank. And then he was debt-free, so he didn't have any more mortgages. And then this time he decided that, you know what, I'm going to build a house, but I'm not getting a mortgage. That was his idea. That was his way. And so what he did is he went and bought some land 2 hours away from Sydney. And then for the next 7 years, I say seven, 6 or 7 years, for that long, he started to build the house. So every weekend, and more than that, during the week, he would drive. Whenever he had a day off, he would drive that 2 hours to build the house, whether he would take a plumber with him or some electrician or whatever. Like, there was foundation being laid or set, whatever they call it. And week by week, drive as a taxi driver freaking 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week, making the money, and he would then drive to build the house with that money. And then when I came back from Poland in 2004, the house was enough done that my parents decided to leave. So they left the house that we were renting and they moved 2 hours away to this house. It wasn't even finished yet, but that was their house because my dad built it. And it still, like, it wasn't even all finished yet, but it was good enough to be able to live in, I guess. And they didn't have to pay rent because my dad built it. So why didn't I go with them? Why didn't I move? Well, because I grew up in Sydney, because I'm young and I'm like, no, I want to be with my friends. I don't want to fucking move to Newcastle. Plus, you know, we grew up in a very ethnic environment, you know, there wasn't a lot of Australians around. So, you know, Australians were not really seen as like the cool people, you know, we were against them, you know, it was me, the Polish, the Italians, the Greeks, the Lebanese, then there was Asians, and the Aussies were almost ostracized in their own country. That's how we were against them, you know? So for me to move to Newcastle, I was like, fuck that. I don't want to go live with the Aussies. I want to stay with my friends, my Polish boys, you know, and others. So that was my decision I made for myself. I was like, no, I'm not moving with my parents. So what followed was the story, you know, and someone did say, planted the seed very well, say to me, hey, it's not your fault that your parents left you. And at that age for me, I mean, when I heard that, it's not your fault that your parents left you. You know, you got it a lot harder than what your friends do. Your friends are living with their parents and, you know, they're all buying investment properties. Their parents are being security, putting the mortgage as on their own parents' house so that their child can buy an apartment, right? So like, and I'm like comparing myself to all my friends who have already at 18, 19, 20, 21, they have an investment property. I didn't have shit. I was fucking in debt. As soon as I turned 17, I got my driver's license. I went to the bank and I said, give me $5,000 because I want to buy a car. So I was in debt straight away. And then for the next 11 years, I was in debt. I accumulated more debt, more debt, more debt. Fucking sold this car, buy that car, buy this gambling debt. I would refinance this loan, get another loan, buy another more expensive car. Like, I didn't know shit, ladies and gentlemen, but I had stories in my head that would tell me that, you know what, like life is just hard and, you know, my parents left me, you know, I don't have it as good as they do, you know, their parents are helping them. So, you know, I guess that's just how it is for me and I'm suffering and I have to go through this and I have to be in debt and all this kind of shit. So for many years, that's the story that I had. I was like, you know, I'm in a worse off position because of my parents. So my question to you is, what is the story that you're holding on to? Because if I can turn my life around and become successful, be financially free, I can have my own coaching institute where I can train people and help people become life coaches and start their own online business. And I can have a 20-week coaching program that helps people to heal their childhood trauma, to overcome depression, overcome anxiety, to build self-confidence and self-love. And I can build that myself. And I can now be successful. I can travel around the world. I can work from anywhere I want. But yet I had all these stories that I was struggling with and now I can live this kind of life. Man, anything is possible for you if you really believe and if you want to change your mind, change your life, change your mind, change your life, change the story, get rid of the bullshit story. What is your bullshit story? This is what this episode is called. What is your bullshit story that you've been telling yourself fucking all your life as to why you can't have what you want or why life is not working out for you? There's some story that you have. And I'm truly curious. I'm interested because I want you to message me on Instagram and go, Luke, this is my bullshit story. And I'm going to go, fuck. All right. Let me help you to reprogram your brain so that you can step into your greatness. Because that's what it is. It's a story that we've been saying on repeat. And that's the reason why we're not living our best freaking life. And so I look at these circumstances, my own story in my head, and I think to myself, wow, I actually had to go through these experiences to realize I was in my own way, to realize I actually could take control of my mind and I could make better choices and I could rewrite the stories. I could change the way I thought about things, which changed the decisions that I started making, which helped me to evolve and become successful, which helped me to eventually attract the love of my life, which I'm marrying in a month. How amazing. Fucking getting married. What the fuck? Wow. I'm excited. You know, there was a dream of mine 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I was like fucking feeling like shit from rejection, rejection, rejection. Don't love you, Luke. You're not good enough. This. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to say no more relationships. I'm going to work on me. I'm going to fucking work on me until I evolve enough. I always used to say this, man. There is someone out there that is on a specific frequency, even though you can't see them and it's all this kind of shit, vibrations and crap, whatever. I'm saying there is someone out there that's on a specific vibrational frequency that is waiting for you to not give up on your dreams, because as soon as you get there, you're going to crash into each other. And then you're going to go, wow, that was magic. How did I fucking meet that person? It's like, because you didn't give up on yourself. You want that amazing person in your life, but you're not fucking as amazing as you should be. That's the problem. You want that amazing relationship, but you're not as amazing as you should be, as you could be. So you got to ask yourself the question. We'll say, well, what do I need to change? What do I need to do? Right? And then we just point the finger. They're treating me like shit. It's their fucking fault. Right? It's like, well, it comes back to us as well. And say, it's also our responsibility to make choices of who we allow into our life and what kind of behavior we fucking tolerate. So now the story is, thank you, mum and dad, for leaving. Thank you. It fucking taught me that I'm so fucking powerful that even if you leave me, I can survive. That even though you leave me, I was having to learn myself how to live, how to survive, how to go through challenges. And sure, it was uncomfortable. It wasn't easy. But man, the better days, they were coming. I didn't have no mindset of trust the process, Luke. Trust the process. It's going to be fine. Nah, man. I was gambling, drinking, taking drugs, trying to live, just doing my best. And so that's why we have the power of being able to be the change, being an inspiration. If someone's listening to this right now, share this with your friends. There is someone that needs to hear this episode. There's probably millions of people that need to hear this episode, that they have bullshit stories that they're holding on to. And that's what's causing them to live in dysfunction. That's what's causing them to live in fear. That's what's causing them to stay stuck. And we have that so often. We're like, I feel stuck. It's like, yeah, you're not stuck. You're just stuck in your head. And as Tony Robbins says, when you stay in your head, you're dead. Right? So, and then the next piece of action is aligned action. Plan your power moves. Let's build momentum now. List 3 non-negotiable actions that you will take in the next 72 hours that your highest self would already be doing. So if you're in my coaching program, the Superpower Mastermind, and you're listening right now and you haven't completed this worksheet, get to freaking work. Let's go. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining me on this podcast. You know, it is an amazing platform to, you know, be on. And I'm very, very grateful for this journey of, you know, having this podcast platform, having this opportunity to spend time, quality time with you guys. You know, I've, you know, been doing this podcast since 2019. In August, I started. The original podcast was actually called the Hustle and Motivate Podcast. And I did about 3 or 4 episodes of that until I changed the name to the Luke's, with an S on it, the Luke's Mind Power Podcast. And then not far after that, I changed it to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Or just Luke Mind Power Podcast, whatever, you know. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing as well. You know, don't be afraid to evolve. Don't be afraid to change. Especially if you're starting your own business, or, you know, we always look at those names or whatever we're branding ourselves with, and we're kind of like trying to figure it out. And I've changed, you know, I changed my name a lot of times, you know, but even now with the evolution of my company, with working from having a coaching program to, you know, now teaching people how to become a coach and starting their own coaching businesses and building their and growing their social media platforms. You know, one of the things I'm really proud of is, you know, being able to teach people how to attract clients and attract organic followers on social media without having to pay for advertisements. Because most companies, they just pay for ads. They pay for ads on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, on YouTube. And that's how they get their leads, their clients. Whereas, you know, I teach everyone how to grow your social media organically, you know, how to create the content that's going to get people's attention,
And that's going to actually build your audience. Because when you have people and you have a product and people love you, then it's very likely they're going to want to learn more about how you can help them. And when you don't have any people looking at you or seeing you, then it's also a little bit difficult to market yourself or to share what you have. Then if you want to invest money as to getting ads, well, then yeah, fair enough. Go do that. But this is the one thing that I've learned over the last 8 years of using social media to be able to help my coaches that are working in my institute. I don't like to call them clients, because when we step into the institute journey and doing this journey of becoming a life coach and building your own business, it's you actually are a coach. And the truth is, you were a coach before you're a coach, before you realized you were a coach. Like, even you listening right now, if you're not someone who wants to be a life coach, or you're not going down that road, that's fine. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever helped anyone that asked you for your opinion, or they needed some help, some advice? Have you ever given somebody some advice? I bet you have. I bet you someone's needed you to have their back, and they needed some support, and they needed a shoulder to cry on, or they just needed some advice, and you gave it to them. Then you're a coach. You're helping someone. You're inspiring them. You're giving them some sort of feedback. You're giving them some sort of direction, you know? And that's what it's about. It's about being a service, giving back, you know? Imagine you could give back and get paid for it. Wow, what a blessing. You know, and that's really why I live a life of peace, love, and freedom, because I'm doing what I'm enjoying. You know, it's natural. I'm working with people, whether it's my private clients or whether it's my group coaching program or my institute, I'm helping people. Like, it's natural. It's just flowing. I'm not sitting here going, oh shit, you know, how am I going to do this? You know? And this is the beautiful thing about service, about your own life experience. A lot of the times we doubt ourselves because we're like, you know, oh, I'm 50 or I'm 60 and I'm starting again, or I'm too far, too far down the track, you know, in life. And it's like, oh my God, you've got so much wisdom. If there's anything that you have, if you're in your 40s, late 40s, early 50s, late 50s, early 60s, late 60s, if there's anything that you have, early 70s, you've got experience and you've got wisdom. And that wisdom is money, baby. You know, it's something you can't buy. You can't go to the shop and go, oh, Kelly from, she was born in 1950. Yes, let me buy her life and plant it in my mind so that I know her story and her pain and everything that she's been through. So now I can teach people, no, man, you have it. We don't realize how amazing we are. We don't realize how much wisdom, how much knowledge. We don't realize the products that we can create from our own life experience. And this is the knowledge industry. This is what I learned from Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi back in 2019. You know, when they started the Knowledge Broker Blueprint, I signed up to that in 2020 because they were teaching us, well, you can turn your knowledge into a coaching program. You can turn your knowledge into something that people will buy. I was like, wow. I was like, can you? Wow, really interesting. And I was sold. Fucking bought it straight away. Did 60 or 65% of that. And then I started my coaching program. I just needed a bit of guidance, you know? So it's amazing what happens when you actually start to realize that you have more than what you realized you did. A lot of the times we just discount ourselves because of our past, our story, maybe our unhealthy relationship that we're in, or maybe just people that are around us that don't believe in us. And if you're that person that has a story to tell and you know that you can help people, you know that you got something that you've overcome and that you can actually help people with, or maybe you once upon a time you've thought about creating a coaching program or having something that people could work through and that you could help them change their life, then maybe this is your chance. Maybe this is your calling to actually step into this journey. So if that's you, if I'm speaking to you right now, please feel free. Don't hesitate to apply to our coaching institute. The link is in the description below. And go through and answer all the questions, and then we'll be in touch with you and just follow the steps. And if you're the right fit, then maybe we'll be working together. Maybe I'll help you to start your online coaching business and learn how to do everything that I do, basically. That's cut it short without me going into it, is, you know, I teach you everything I know, you know, how I've built my business and my social media platforms, my coaching programs, and I actually give you a blueprint
Yeah, I'll tell you the secret, okay? Because most people don't know this. In my institute, when I take you through the online life coach certification, I actually give you the blueprint to my 20-week coaching program. So pretty much you can edit it, you can change it, you can just use exactly what I've given you, and you can start your own coaching program and start your business. The reason why I do that is because I don't want to make it difficult for you, because I know how overwhelming it is to actually start something from scratch. And I'm giving you something that's proven. It's a proven system. People that have gone through my coaching programs have overcome depression, anxiety, come off the anti-anxiety medications, antidepressive tablets they were taking for fucking 30 years. They overcome insomnia, overcome PTSD. Like, the list can go on. Building self-love, self-confidence, starting their own companies, leaving the corporate space and building their own businesses. Like, this is what my program does for people when they go through it. And I'm giving it to everyone who comes into my institute who wants to be a coach. I give you the blueprint, exactly what I have in my coaching program. And yeah, this is something I developed myself back in 2021 when I started. And the reason why I give it to you is because the purpose of you joining the institute is not for it to be difficult for you to start your business. Yeah, there's a lot to learn, facts. But that's fucking part of the process. You need to learn. You need to know what the hell you're doing. You need to learn shit. But if I can make it easier for you in any way, I'm going to do it. You know, and I want it to be easier, because I tell you, man, starting a business, learning all this shit, understanding how to start your coaching program and like how I had to do things for me, fucking hell. It was like crazy, man. So overwhelming, because there's too much shit to do. There's too many fucking pieces. Bang, bang, this, you know? So there is a link below this video. If you do want to apply to our institute, just click the button below and fill in your application, and maybe you will be on a call with me or my team. And we'll see if you're the right fit, but there are limited spots, so don't delay, okay? But yeah, man, this journey is crazy. Like, it's unpredictable. You don't know what's around the corner, you know? You really don't. And that's what this unpredictable journey is about, because it's actually exciting, you know? It's not like on repeat. You're not living your life doing the same shit all the time. Like, you know, a lot of us are in this vicious routine of it's the same shit all the time. Same thing, week in, week out. You know, like so many people say the same shit, right? They go, oh, how's your day? Yeah, same shit, different day. Yeah, have you heard of that before? Same shit, different day. And it's like, man, you're just telling us that you're in a vicious cycle of doing the same shit every day. Repetition. I mean, is that life? Is that what life is supposed to be? Repetitive? Same shit? You know, I get it. I understand the concept. Repetition is the mother of skill. If you repeat something over and over and over again, you're going to get really, really good at it. Just like this podcast. If I didn't do the podcast episodes over and over and over again, I wouldn't get good at it. But guess what? Sure, I repeat myself sometimes because I need you to listen. I need it to sink in, right? But guess what? Every podcast episode has some sort of golden nugget that you will hear, that you will be inspired by, that will change and transform the way you think and empower you to overcome your own challenges. But they're not all the same. Like, you can't go and listen to any of my freaking 376 episodes on my podcast and go, yeah, that's the same one as episode 101. No, it's not. You'll feel a different energy. It'll make you feel a different type of way. So don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. Don't be afraid to live your dreams. Don't be afraid to not live life. Be more afraid of getting back to the end of your life and realizing that you let fear and the people's opinions of you to control the way you showed up in your life. In fact, one of my coaches who's in my institute, you know, she was telling me before she started, you know, and I won't, no mentioning any names or anything like that. She was telling me that she was a little bit afraid about, you know, working on becoming a coach and starting her business because she was worried about what her sister was going to think of her. And, you know, as I do as a coach, you know, I had to help her to understand that, you know, your sister's opinion doesn't pay your bills. You know, your sister's opinion of you and judgment of you is not going to create fulfillment and joy and happiness in your life. And does it really make sense that you would not lean into something that you feel called to do or that's resonating with you because one of your family members doesn't approve? And so sometimes we get stuck, you know, we don't take the action that we kind of maybe really want to take because we're worried about maybe losing people, you know? I mean, think about it. You've known your family or your friends for so many years, and then you know that if you do decide to do something that goes against the grain or it's different to what your family knows you to be or think or how you live, all of a sudden they disown you. All of a sudden they go, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? That's stupid. You shouldn't be doing that. Huh. And they walk off, and then they all of a sudden create this distance between you and, you know, ostracize, get, you know, they create this space, and all of a sudden they don't talk to you anymore. You know, the fear of that, because we want to feel close, connected, a sense of community, you know, connection. So it does, it takes a bit of guts to say, you know what, this is my decision, this is my calling. And if you don't agree with it, that's okay. But this is for me, and this is what I want to do. This is what makes me happy. This is a decision that I'm making. And this is the beautiful thing about growth, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to remind you, I'm going to leave you with this. If people leave you because you decide to invest in yourself, or you decide to grow, or you decide to set healthy boundaries, you decide to think differently, and people leave you, let them. Because the right people, they will always be there. You'll know the right people because the right people will support you. The right people in your life, that's why I always say, you will never lose the right people. The wrong people, you know, they'll just drop off like flies. And then you'll realize that, oh my goodness, those people that were just hanging around, they weren't really genuine. You know, they were just using you for your companionship, for your time. And this is something that you learn when you evolve, when you learn to love yourself and have your own back and stand up for yourself and do what's right for you. This is what you learn, is that not everybody is going to come along with you on the journey. And that is a fucking okay. As long as you've got your back, and for a part of it, it might be lonely. For a part of it, it might feel like people have left you. But guess what? The blessing is that you finally are not leaving yourself. And that's the biggest gift that you can give to yourself and to the world, is that all of a sudden you don't sell yourself short and you stopped forgetting about you and you put yourself first. That's a blessing that you give to yourself. And this is where you start your journey of evolution, transformation, success, and living your best life. Does that make sense? Are we clear? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? Because, man, whether it's family, friends, opinions of others and shit, man, it will eat you alive if you let it. And I say, screw that, man. You know, you got dreams to follow and you've got a purpose to fulfill. You were not born by accident. You were not born just to survive. You're born to thrive. That's my time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I believe in you. Please don't give up on yourself. You know, the best thing you can ever do in your life is to believe, believe, believe. Even when you don't believe, even you don't know how to figure it out, just believe, 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 believe. And I will see you on the next episode. I'll see you on the next episode. Did you hear what I said? Yes. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.